December 9th, 1902. Louisa is crucified with Jesus. The danger of the law of divorce. As I was in my usual state, I found myself outside of myself, together with Jesus Christ, as though nailed with me. And since I suffered, I was silent. In the meantime, I saw the confessor with my guardian angel, who said to him, "This poor one is in great suffering, to the point that she cannot speak. Give her a little bit of respite, for when two lovers pour out together what they have in their interior, they end up conceding what they want to each other." So I felt my sufferings being mitigated. And first I told Jesus about certain needs of Father, praying him to make him all of God, because when one becomes so, God can find no difficulty in conceding to him what he wants, because he will not be able to seek anything but what pleases God. Then I said, "Lord, what about this law of divorce? Will men come to make it in Italy?" And he, "My daughter, the danger exists. Unless some Chinese thunderbolt comes to prevent their intent." And I, "Lord, what? Is this perhaps someone from China who maybe, when they're about to do it, will take some thunderbolt and will cast it into their midst to kill them in such a way that, frightened, they will flee?" And Jesus, "When you do not understand, it is better if you keep silent." I was left confused and did not dare to speak any more without understanding the meaning. However, my guardian angel was saying to the confessor, "In addition to the intention of the cross united to that of having him poor, if you obtain this, you will win this point, and they will not be able to do it.